When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. Schedule package pickups through the dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
The Radio Memories Network is brought to you in part by Liberated Syndication, podcast publishing made easy, libsyn.com. That's libsyn.com.
Continuing America's love affair with comedy and those lovable characters that made us laugh. We now go back to the early days of radio comedy and our imaginations with our featured comedy presentation.
Buy a bag of peanuts now before you sleep.
Why, I wouldn't sleep a bit.
No, Tommy,
eh? I'll sleep then, when I wake.
Oh, lady, do not close your door. You really could not ask for more.
What is that old whistle blow?
For peanuts you will long for later on. Too late the peanut blender will be gone. And then I'm sure you will grieve so.
Are they big jumbo?
Big double one.
Oh, I don't know.
Peanuts roasted today. Freshly roasted today. And if you're looking for a moral to my song, 50 million little monkeys can't be wrong. Peanuts.
I'll take some.
Thank you.
We'll meet again.
I go.
I leave again. My peanut man. That peanut man. Goes.
Oh, boy. Elephants and peanuts. Boy, I'll dream about those elephants tonight. I think I'll lay off the coffee for a while, Luke, and the root beer.
Oh, I'm just got an awful lot of root beer bottles, haven't you, Uncle? He's saying his root beer bottles.
Now, Tina,
what's this? What are you saving root beer bottles for, Uncle Luke?
I hope you're not going to deceive the public, Luke, by painting them with ginger ale.
Oh, no, no. He's painting them red and green and pink. Oh, they're awful pretty, too.
Well, what's it all about, Luke? Well, I'll tell you how it is. You remember them pop bottles I sold for candlesticks the other day when you was in here?
Oh, I remember
that,
don't you?
Sure. Now, sir, that lady that bought them was in here again today, and she showed me them there candlesticks, and George, they're right nice.
Really?
Yes. Now, sir, that there gave me the idea I could sell all them bottles for the same thing. I got dozens of them back there. Going to paint them all up and have a extra special clearance closing out bargain sale of candlesticks. See to it?
Well, let's see one you have painted.
No, sir. No, sir. Not till they're all done and ready for the sale. Say, in about 10 days or so. I got a lot of them to paint, and then I got to let them dry for a bit. My dad ratted, I bet them candlesticks will just sell like hotcakes, that's what.
Well, I hope they do.
Well, so do I. Let us know when the sale goes on, will you, Uncle Lou?
I won't have to, man. I won't have to let you know. You'll probably be hearing about it from everybody. Probably getting the papers, too.
Uncle.
Yeah?
Can I ask you a question about those elephants?
What's that?
Can I ask you a question about those elephants you told us about?
Oh, those elephants. Why, sure you can, Tina. Fact is, I was wondering what you was thinking so deep about. What is it you want to know?
Well, Aunt Liz,
yes.
When you sawed the tusks off those elephants, I mean the bull, the first time, that let them loose from the ground, didn't it? Who held them then, Uncle Luke?
Him? Who? Why, shucks, Jeannie. I guess you better talk some more about them bottles. I'll tell you about that later, Jeannie. Now, what I'm going to do with this here, with these here bottles to sale is this. I'm going to, after I get them painted, I'm going to take them there, then their elephant, then their pop bottles, and put them all up on the shelf. Give King here any wrong information about Africa. How about it? Say, I'll tell you what I'd like. I'd like to hear you play something on the old melodeon. That's when I can think good when the melodeon is going. You got something you can play on that?
I think so.
There you go. Right, nice.
Well, are you ready to go ahead now? You got your plot all worked out.
Oh, now, Dad, right. It ain't no plot at all to this here story. Why, shucks. You folks would have a buddy think I was just making this up.
Oh, no, we don't, Uncle Agana.
Well, all right, then. All right.
Because I find a Heaven shining through. Why, there's nothing on earth I wouldn't do for that little boy of mine.
He's all the world to me. He climbs up on my knee. To me, he'll always be that little boy of mine.
Not with baseballs, anyhow. Girls play with dolls and jacks and things like that.
Well, the boy said I could be first baseman on their baseball team if I'd furnish the ball. So Ma gave me the money to buy one.
Baseball, eh? You reckon you could hold it once they tossed it to you?
Oh, I'm a good ball player, Uncle Lou.
You are, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's your springtime, all right, when they get out the bats and balls. I judge, if I ain't mistaken, that springtime sort of snuck up on me. I'll see. If I can find any baseballs. Baseballs. Here's moth balls. Codfish balls. Don't seem to have no baseballs, though. Let's see. Tapioca. Tapioca. You reckon that'd do, Timmy?
No, it's got to be a baseball.
Ice cream freezer. I'd let that go at a bargain, Jeannie.
No, I want a baseball, Uncle Lou.
Mm-hmm. Cowbell. I might just cut you in two. I reckon I'm smack out of baseball, Jeannie.
Oh, I just knew you'd be. Now I won't be able to play on the team.
Oh, there now, Teeny. Don't carry
no,
on now.
I want a baseball.
Now, here now. You sit up here. I'll tell you a story.
I want a baseball. I don't want
a story. Sit still now and I'll tell you a nice story. Did I ever tell you about the time when I used to play baseball?
Oh, were you a ball player, Uncle?
Why, them scouts used to come down here every year, wanting me to join up with the big leaguers. But I never do it. I argued it wasn't fair to the local team.
Tell me about it, will you?
Well, now come think about it, I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's ask Marion and Jim to sing us a song whilst I get my facts straight, and then I'll tell you the story.
All right. Will you sing a song, Marion and Jim?
What would you like to hear, Jeannie?
I like that one about the horses. I like that one.
Oh, yes. The king's horses, eh?
Yes.
Well, sing us that one, Marion and Jim, and I'll help you out a little bit.
No song,
mark them, the king and the mark them again. The king's horses and the king's men. They're in scarlet, they're in gold, on down up the doors of the old. The king's horses and the king's men. They're not how to fight them all. You might think so, but oh dear no. They're out because they got to go. To put a little step into the Martin show. But they're changing now and then. The march down the street and the march back again. The king's horses and the king's men.
The king's horses and the king's men. They're all arrayed on parade once again. The king's horses and the king's men. The king's horses, the king's men, 3 meals, 3 meals.
Oh, is everybody going to stop to tell a story now?
Oh, yes. Well, Tini, this is a story about baseball in the days when it was a man's game. Not something for little girls like you to play.
Oh, did you have fights?
Fights? Sure, we had fights every inning. Well, the game I'm talking about was the deciding game for the county pennant. I was pitching.
Were you a good pitcher, Uncle?
Oh, sure. When I threw that ball, I never did see it. In fact, nobody saw it up until the ninth inning. The score was 18-20 in our favor.
So you won, huh?
I'm coming to that. Well, sir, the visitors came up to bat in the ninth inning, and the first man up popped a little fly to Ed Tansucker. He was playing short. Awful short.
I'm a good shortstop, too, Uncle.
Now, you keep still, or I won't finish my story, Tini.
All right, I'll be quiet.
And as I said, the first man up, he knocked a little pop fly to Ed Tansucker. But what did Ed do but drop the ball? Yes, sir. Muffed it. Look at the whistle. Well, by the time he touched up and picked batter, the batter had got all the way to second base. Now, sir, the next man up got 3 balls and 2 strikes, and then what happened but the umpire gave a bad decision and walked him. Yes, sir. I could have done plenty about that, but I didn't say a word. I just kept my tongue still. Well, that gave the man on first
and
third.
And nobody was out, huh?
Nobody was out. Well, I'd pitched a long game, and I don't know just what happened, but just as I was about to pitch to the next fellow, why, Pete Pennywhacker yelled something to me. Well, I figured that the man on first was stealing, and I sort of jerked back. But I'd already started to pitch, so rather than be called for a balk, I let her go. And, of course, the batter hit it. Well, sir, he knocked a home run. Clear over the Swords' cornfield, he knocked it.
Oh, and so you lost the game, did you?
Now, I didn't say anything about losing. As I said, this was in the days when baseball was a he-man's game.
Well, and what did you do, Uncle Luke?
Well, sir, I had to act fast. All I did was to yank my pistol out of my belt. We all carried pistols in them days. And I shot the runner on third base.
Oh, you shot him?
Yep. Now, the rule says the runner on base can't pass another runner ahead of him, so the man I shot dropped in his tracks, and, of course, the other two couldn't pass him, so that ended the game, and we won 18-20.
Gee, that certainly must have been an exciting game, Uncle.
Well, that ain't nothing compared to the time when we was playing. But what's that, Marion?
I say it's almost supper time, Uncle Luke.
Oh, so it is. Well, you sing us one more song, and we'll all drink supper.
Oh, how I miss you. Oh, how I need you. Seems just like a pillow. Tell my troubles to my tears. My heart.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.